Messiah and Jeremy in Kentucky here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage. 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call that debit or credit card into 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And this is your Tuesday night broadcast, the Patrick and Jeremy Show. Patrick, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. So is this part two?
This is part two. We had a little precursor last night because I was burned out and sort of did a little a little preview of what we're going to talk about tonight. So this is part two. There's going to be a part three on National Bugle tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central on RBN, which we'll later. Because there's so much burn.
And I stayed up practically the whole night after that, doing some writing, doing some corresponding with people. And then in the morning, Dr. Duke invited me on his show. And I thought, well, okay, I mean, I don't necessarily have to talk that much on Dr. Duke's show. I'll go on, even sleep deprived. And so I went on, and about 5 minutes into the show, his internet connection went out. So I had to do a 50-minute monologue, which is not what I like to do, especially not live. But yeah. So, but here we are.
That was this morning.
That was this morning.
And then I heard your show with Mark Collett. Very good. Right now, what we're looking at. So Brandon is going to Israel. I guess he's going to meet on Wednesday. Blinken went before him, just like any false prophet would go before the beast to prep the way. We've got this in the midst of Iran meeting with Hamas, U.S. deploying 2,000 Marines, and Yellen telling us that we can afford two wars. Money printer go burr.
Two wars.
All of this.
Are these the wars they want? Because there's other people who want the war with China.
Well, that would be three wars. I'm sure we can afford it. Really, it's not even a matter of a money printer. It's just digits on a screen at this point, isn't it?
It's you know what it is? It's tapping your ruby slippers together and making a wish. That's what it is.
Well, there are those that say that, you know, China could take advantage of the chaos and get all up in Taiwan's cookies. But, you know, that remains to be seen. So possibly three war front. I mean, no big whoop. Yeah. Dog's door, coffee. We'll cover it. It looks to me like the Jews are backing up and sort of taking inventory of what's going on. This with Biden going into Israel. Let's see, what is this? CBS News. Gaza Health Ministry says at least 500 people were killed today, Tuesday, when an airstrike hit a hospital compound in the center city of Gaza. Israeli officials, of course, denied that they targeted the hospital. They wouldn't target a hospital. That would be against the Geneva Conventions or something, wouldn't it? Geneva Conventions, whatever.
Why is it
Israel. Because of the Holocaust. Because of the Holocaust, even if they did target the hospital, it's fine because 6 million Jews died under Hitler.
6 million. Six gazillion. Who's counting? Who's counting, really?
The hospital was struck just hours before Brandon departed for a visit to Israel. He's going to be there Wednesday to deliver a message of support to a key U.S. ally. Biden was going to meet with leaders in Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinian Authority. But all of that was canceled because of the hospital strike. Convenient. is that too conspiratorial to say the word convenient?
Well, okay. So, convenient for whom? Convenient in what way? Brandon, our Trojan, our prophylactic in chief. But also, there are people who've been calling him the Biden entity. But I think entity ascribes too much agency to him. And I don't see him as having any agency. But I was thinking maybe the Biden object. Because he's an object. He is not a subject. He's an object. He is acted on. And, nobody likes him. Netanyahu doesn't like him. He's coming over. Olaf Scholz, who's got one extra letter in his first name, it should be Olaf Scholz, the German chancellor, prime minister, was over there today. And when he was leaving, he was at the airport. He actually was on his plane. Then the air raid sirens went off and he had to get off the plane and apparently lie down on the tarmac. Were they doing that? Was that just some sort of humiliation ritual that they were doing to the German? I don't know. But, he's a buffoon. And he's not a serious leader. Everybody knows that he is weak and that the Green Party is actually running Germany. Everybody knows that. So you've got the Biden object is going over there tomorrow. And he's a nothing. But he's coming over. So they have these ridiculous people going over. And then Zelensky said, oh, hey, I want to come. And the Israelis said, sorry, Jew. You can't come. We're not sharing the spotlight with you. You're an orphan. You're yesterday's news.
Stay home and play the piano with your wiener. I wonder if Netanyahu was laughing when the German chancellor was on the tarmac and said, here's Netanyahu. You'll watch this. Let's make this German lay down on the ground. And they did the air raid sirens. That's what I picture happening.
Yeah, well, I picture him, Scholz. I picture him putting on a big helmet and just declaring, I know nothing. I make references for boomers. That's a Hogan's Heroes reference earlier with the ruby slippers. That was a Wizard of Oz reference. You asked, is it war yet, right? There was a TV commercial. Was it for Campbell Soup or another brand? Is it soup yet? Well, is it Armageddon yet? These are references for boomers. They would get it.
And Christian Zionists.
I think it's funny, but they'd get it.
Yeah, Christian Zionists would understand the Armageddon thing, which mostly Christian Zionists are boomers. I don't see a lot of Christian Zionism in the younger, not in the Zoomers anyway. They're not all up on the whole Armageddon bringing the Messiah thing. So ahead of Brandon's visit, you had Anthony Blinken, indeed the false prophet, going before the Biden. Agreeing, so Blinken is trying to develop a plan that will enable humanitarian aid from donor nations and different organizations to reach civilians in Gaza. Because that's a pretty bad situation there, if I understand right. The electricity's shut off, toilets probably overflowing, food, water scarce. I mean, you're talking about third world or even, 500 years ago type living conditions. Diseases, sicknesses. There's a whole bunch of things just other than the bombings that are happening to these civilians in Gaza.
Mm-hmm. So the wife, the widow of former Prime Minister Abe of Japan, Shinzo Abe, who was assassinated last year, a lot of people might remember that, he'd been prime minister for about 9 years. And his widow, on her Twitter, has tweeted out correspondence that she received from a Japanese woman in Gaza, who is talking about these things: no electricity, no water, no toilets. You know, that it's just a matter of time before you start getting, and a matter of time meaning maybe hours, you know, before you start getting a cholera epidemic. Last time I checked, Jeremy, a cholera epidemic is considered a Holocaust.
Yeah, but not the right kind of Holocaust, because these are just Gaza and Palestinians. They don't mean anything. Yeah. 3,000 people wounded and 12,500. Hold on, 3,000 people killed in Gaza. 12,500 wounded, mostly women and children. Ongoing rocket attacks in Israel. So from Hamas, they're claiming killed 1,400 people, wounding 3,500 in Israel. Hamas is supposedly holding 200 hostages. Nobody of any importance, but hostages nonetheless. 13 U.S. nationals remain unaccounted for, and 30 U.S. citizens have been confirmed killed. Therefore, you know, U.S. is justified in sending troops. 600 U.S. nationals are thought to be among the hundreds of thousands of people trapped in Gaza.
Well, U.S. I wonder what they were. They're dual citizens. They made Aliyah, obviously.
So. I mean, any other country that did this, the U.S. would be sanctioning and coming down on. Well, any other country besides Israel and Saudi Arabia. Let's not forget the ongoing Saudi-Yemen genocide. Yemenis and Palestinians are not important.
Well, neither are we. You mentioned my show with Mark Kahlo today, and yeah. I wrote the show description, and the show description was Britain's Indian Home Minister says she will deport Muslims for not standing with the Jews. And, you know, I sent that in, and then I thought, wait a minute. Where are the British? The British, I mean, where are the English? Do they have anything to do with this? And they don't. I mean, all this stuff is going on in Britain, and there's no English people even involved. And, you know, look at our government, and we're sending the Brandon, I mean, he's an object. He's the Biden object. But, you know, Blinken goes over. Janet Yellen says, oh, we got money for this. Bunch of Jews. We're not a serious country. We're Palestinians, just maybe 30 years behind the curve or something.
We're Palestinians. We're, South Africaneers, we're white South Africans, Dutch farmers. We're all of that. We could only hope that many of our third world migrants here could start shilling for Palestine. Maybe the U.S. will deport them. Is that what it takes to get deported? To shill for Palestine and Hamas?
Who well, must? So the Indian Home Minister, she's the Home Secretary, that's what they call her. And of course, the Prime Minister is Indian also. We got some action going on here. Hold on a second. I do not want to get hit by this police car.
Watch out, Patrick. Probably there's some advocating for Palestine and the cops.
All right.
That's probably what it was. You had protesters for Palestine and the police are like closing in to deport them.
Well, you know, like I used to protest for Palestine. I have a Palestinian flag in my drawer. I haven't taken it out for a while. Honestly, I just kind of got tired of it. Not that I lost sympathy for the Palestinians or anything, but, you know, there comes a point where your own country is just going to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, here's the thing. I used to wake up in the morning and say, where are we going and what are we doing in this handbasket? But now, you know, I look up, I wake up in the morning and I think, why are we in this handbasket? And why do I see so many other countries in the rearview mirror? You know, they're all following us.
Having a person in the flat is tantamount to Fed posting today.
Well, yeah. I haven't taken it out for a while, but I do have a Palestinian flag, and I've got whatever that thing is that scarf that people wear. Because I'd go to demonstrations. If I was going to a anti-Iraq war demonstration or something back in the aughts, yeah, that's what I'd bring with me. I'd bring a Palestinian flag. And actually, this is how I learned about David Duke's YouTube channel is a Palestinian guy told me about it. You know, he started talking about David Duke, and I said, well, you what, the KKK guy? He's no, you have to hear him. You have to hear him. So, you know, I looked him up on YouTube, and lo and behold, I thought, hey, he actually makes a lot more sense than anybody else. So, but that's how I got in contact with him, actually.
It's all connected. All these connections are going to be made again. Connections with, well, support of Palestine, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic remarks, pro-white, pro-Russian, all of these things, pro-Trump. I think all of these things in America will soon be connected by Department of Homeland Security, Merrick Garland, and the like. And there's going to be a crackdown. I foresee a crackdown, especially if, as the FBI says, if there are Hamas terror cells in the U.S. that do domestic terrorism. Anybody on the wrong side of this issue could be targeted. Make a January 6th protest targeting look like child's play. That's probably what's coming down the pipe.
Well, and you can kind of see the rationalization. So, talking about these Israelis who have dual citizenship, these Americans who made Aliyah and went over and immigrated to Israel. And so, you know, so many people in Israel have dual citizenship. And there's a lot who have dual citizenship with Russia or Ukraine or you know, other countries. An awful lot have dual citizenship. And so, they will be talking about how Hamas has killed Americans or targeted Americans, but these are Israelis. I mean, they're Americans who moved to Israel. Now, Hamas has, so far, it has never actually targeted Americans. It's never had sleeper cells in the United States that carried out terrorism. It never has. Does that mean it could never happen? You know, the thing
and
is,
I'm alone. Skin, yet chill me to the bone.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Never had sleeper cells in the United States that carried out terrorism. It never has. Does that mean it could never happen? You know, the thing is, when people get desperate, they'll do things that they haven't done before. So I'm not saying it's impossible it could ever happen, but it's never happened before. Now, with this hospital that got bombed, Ismail Haniyeh, the prime minister of the elected prime minister of Palestine, but he only rules in Gaza. He's the head of Hamas in Gaza. He is it's kind of a departure for him, but he is blaming the United States for the bombing of the hospital, because he says that it's Israel does this because of the weapons it receives and the diplomatic cover it receives from the United States, which is a true statement. It's a very true statement. There is a massive American responsibility. Now, of course, the thing is, the reason we give the diplomatic immunity and we give the all the weapons and all the money to it, Israel, is because we're Zionist occupied ourselves. But you know, unfortunately, you do have a lot of people who are brainwashed with Christian Zionism. You've got a lot of people who have Stockholm syndrome. You have a lot of people who, especially older people, it does skew very much older, who genuinely support Israel. And That's for whatever reason, but you know, it does make Ismail Haniyeh's statement a true statement. There is a responsibility that the United States has, and you know, you can say, well, we're Zionist occupied, but so many Americans are, you know, complicit or at least compliant. So, just saying.
And the whole thing where you had something.
No, I was just gonna say, I doubt we're gonna see a Hamas or Hezbollah or some kind of terrorist incident in the United States, but we could also very well see a false flag type of thing.
That's where I'm going. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Americans with dual citizenship in Gaza being attacked, and therefore the government says, look, Americans are attacked. But in the States, just like with the Three Percenters and the Proud Boys, you could have pro-Palestinian groups, and they could all be Muslims. You could have FBI infiltration and FBI goading some young Muslim into doing an attack on, you know, an American establishment or even a temple, a Jewish temple. So it would be a total false flag. I don't think that there are organically Hamas groups here that are going to do attacks. I'm saying the FBI is going to infiltrate them and provide these attacks. And that's going to be used as justification to crack down on anyone that is pro-Palestinian, pro-Trump, pro-Russia, pro-white. So it's not going to stop. Just like in, you know, post 9/11, the Patriot Act did not stop at Muslims in America. It's not going to stop there now. It's going to keep going to anybody, and they're going to expand that persecution to anybody that's just pro-white or pro-Trump. They're going to try to tie it all together, is what I'm saying. Pro-Russia, mm-hmm. pro-Trump, pro-Palestine, Muslim or not, brown or not. That's what's, I think, is what's coming down the pipe. That's what could happen domestically. I don't think we're at Armageddon. I could go into many different reasons, you know, biblically why we're not, or even just geopolitically why we're not. I could compartmentalize. I don't think that the Jews are ready for that type of war, and thus they're backing off. I mean, you've got Iran warning. This is New York Post. Iran warns of a preemptive action against Israel. If they invade Gaza with foot soldiers, Iran's threatening to mobilize Hezbollah out of Lebanon. And so I think that's why you got Brandon and Blinken coming into Israel, and they're going to try to be like, yo, let's just back this down a bit. Not Brandon, but Blinken is probably doing all the moving and the shaking, is what I'm thinking. Is that kind of what you're feeling? Is that everybody's kind of getting back, you know, stepping back and saying, whoa, let's look at this for a minute. Try to reel in Netanyahu.
It's not going in a good direction. And Netanyahu he's between a rock and a hard place. He has to do something. He has to show his own supporters and other people in Israel that the Palestinians will pay for it, that Hamas will pay. There's no one taking your place.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease Off, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Memory, your lamplight is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the fears, just like a summer song. They stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
He has to do something. He has to show his own supporters and other people in Israel that the Palestinians will pay for it, that Hamas will pay. But the thing is to make them pay in a way that the Jews have become accustomed to, right? They've been accustomed to inflicting at least 10 times the casualties, if not, 20 or 50 times the casualties on the Palestinians. That's just been their modus operandi. And if you don't get that kind of disproportional response, and of course Netanyahu has said he's going to destroy Hamas. Well, then they're not going to destroy Hamas. You could kill, you could kill 10,000, 20,000 people with bombs, and it's not going to destroy Hamas. Hamas will still be there. And if they go that far, if they start getting into these five digit numbers, is Hezbollah going to stand by? So he's in a position where he's because of his tough talk, because of the precedents that have been set in the past about these disproportional responses, that he's really almost obligated to inflict damage of a level that will almost guarantee an escalation, and they can ill afford an escalation. He's looked at Ukraine. He's looked at all the money that got poured into Ukraine for what? Now the Iran and Hezbollah and Syria and Hamas together, they're not exactly a Russia, but still, the deep pockets of the United States in terms of both money and weapons, especially the weapons, are drying up. The United States, it keeps arsenals in Israel. So it will keep weapons that are owned by America and just stock them in Israel so that when Israel wants them, they'll be there. And they, you know, they can arrange formal payments or whatever. They can do that when the time comes. They can think about that later. But there are these stockpiles of American weapons in Israel. But even these stockpiles, when you look at how much Israel's using up the burn rate of them, they're going to burn through this in less than a month, probably. And the United States is just not a big manufacturer anymore. The United States and the Zio Western Europe, they've shot their wad. There's just not a whole lot left. And so they're in a very difficult position. And so it'll cost Netanyahu his job, most likely. He might wind up going to prison for corruption. There will still be an Israeli government. And it's not as if there are forces in Israel that are inclined towards compromise and negotiation. That could they possibly be forced into it? We'll see.
That's why I think you got Blinken going there. And, you know, Brandon is just a figurehead. I mean, it's just a symbolic gesture to send Brandon. Blinken's really doing the moving and shaking. Probably Blinken is tightening the collar on Benjamin Netanyahu and saying, look, we don't want to do this. I mean, you got this. I get this picture here pulled up from the New York Post of Iran's foreign minister Hussein Amirabab Dollahian is meeting with Ismail Haniyeh, one of Hamas's leaders. They're meeting in Doha of Qatar.
Ismail Haniyeh. He's the leader of Hamas in Gaza.
Yeah, that's interestingly enough. That's the name Ishmael, which is Abraham's first son with the Egyptian slave girl in the Old Testament. Ishmael. That's interesting. Ishmael is the Hamas leader. Throwing that out, they're meeting in Doha. I've been to Doha. I was there in 2009 when I was in the Air Force. In Operation Middle Eastern Oppression. So this is very real. There's very real threats. Iran's very much threatening to send in Hezbollah. And I think everybody's just stopping and saying, whoa, let's think about this for a minute. Because Russia and China, they're doing the Eurasian shift. They're ready to take power over the globe. And I don't think they want to have a big war in the Middle East to disrupt all of those plans. I really don't. Mm-hmm. So for whatever the reason, you can say that Putin and Xi are legit and they want to stop global dominance of Jews, or you can say they're interested in, you know, in their financial ventures with Belt and Road Initiative and all that. Whatever you want to say, the point is that the adults in the room are standing up and they're saying, stop. This is a bridge too far.
Well,
and Blinken does know what size bread's butter on at the end of the day. He's not willing to go this far.
Yeah, they've gone so far. And of course, in the United States, supposedly, there's an election coming up. And these people are they're very unpopular. Everything is going south for them. I don't know. So we got a lot of chaos, a lot of uncertainty coming up. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people.
Israel is denying a humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Well, because they deny the humanity of the Palestinians.
Yeah. This, according to RT, no humanitarian crisis here. Nothing to see, according to Israeli Ambassador Tippi Hetovili. Tippi Hetovili argued that this was responsible for the well-being of the Palestinian citizens. Even though Israel shut off the electricity and the water and food, it's Hamas, it's Hamas, radical Hamas, that is responsible for this. Israeli ambassador to London denied humanitarian crisis, says that Hamas is responsible, they'll pay the price. Sky News interviewed him about the situation. And Tippi says Israel is in charge of the safety of the Israelis. Hamas is in charge of the safety of Palestinians. So Hamas goes from a terror organization to responsible for these civilians.
Whatever is the convenient narrative for the moment. You know, earlier, you know, we were talking about the real possibility that you could have some sort of false flag, that you could have some sort of maybe FBI infiltrated group that could do something. And I just want to say that even if you had, I mean, would it be super surprising if after all these decades of abuse and ethnic cleansing and, you know, downright genocide, you've got two of the Palestinians, you've got 2 billion Muslims in the world, and you've got millions of Muslims in the United States. And with such a large number, you know, it's always a possibility that you could actually have some sort of something that isn't a false flag, that would be legitimately some Muslim or some group of Muslims who perpetrate something. But, you know, even if that happened, even if there was no FBI involvement or anything, so, I mean, would that really change the way people should evaluate the situation? Because at this point, it's, you know, with the attack on the Hamas attack on Israel, you know, did Netanyahu have knowledge in advance? Did he let it happen? You know, these are all questions you can ask. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't change anything. If this is something that was completely Hamas, or if it was something that was Hamas and other countries or other organizations outside of Gaza, if it, you know, it was completely on them, no matter what it is, the bottom line is that the Israelis have just been, they've been genociding these people. They've been ethnically cleansing the land, and they've been abusing these people like no other group of people has been abused in our lifetime. And so if at some point they say, look, we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't, so let's do it, is that a surprise? It's not a surprise in the least bit. And it's still like inevitable, and it's still all Israel's responsibility. So I'm just saying that. You know, whether it's false flag or not, whether it's they knew in advance or not, it really doesn't change the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. So, I don't know about you. I've been talking about this kind of nonstop for the past 8 or 9 days. Is there anything else going on in the world?
Yeah, I've got a lot of different prep. We'll probably get into the next show. You mentioned organic things that could happen. There is that, because the three major religions, you know, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, they all see similar things. Specifically, Christian Zionists in the Christianity bracket, they see a third temple. They see a Messiah type being coming in the end days. So you could very well have some organic things that happen from zealots in either one of these three religions. But the Christian Zionists, you know, they really have pushed for this third temple. In their logic and their mindset, they see the third temple as ushering in the coming of the Antichrist, which ushers in the coming of their, you know, the true Messiah, Jesus Christ. And I've studied this from all angles, this dispensational theory, theology. But it's just fascinating that the Muslims and the Jews see this same thing, and they all see it from different angles. So from the Jewish perspective, what the Christian Zionists would call the Antichrist, the Jews would call the Messiah, the Mashiach. And so when this figure comes to restore peace to the Middle East, the Jews will be all on board with it, right? And the Christian Zionists rooted on because they're seeing, they want the rapture to happen. They want to be taken up out of this world, you know, because the boomers, they've made their fortune. They've lived high on the hog, Christian Zionist boomers, and they're ready to get out of here. They don't want to be any part of any of this world war or destruction. So if you could have zealots from any one of these three religions do organic acts of terror to bring this about. And who knows, maybe even Netanyahu himself is one to usher in this third temple. That's the thing. I've heard everybody talking about the third temple. I've never heard it more than in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Have you heard the same thing? I know you mentioned it with Collett and with Dan Cobb.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm mentioning it. It's something that's I've kind of filed away in the back of my mind. You know, I'm aware of it as an issue. When last month, before this recent orgy of violence started, last month I had a friend who was kept sending me information saying, "Oh, they're going to build the third temple. There's a red heifer. They got everything's lined up. They're going to do this. They're going to do this," and I thought, well, okay, that's more from more to file away in the back of my mind. I really didn't think much of it because it's not my area. But you know, he was ahead of the curve, and it is significant. There are people in Israel who want to tear down the Al-Aqsa Mosque and build this, and this was part of the decision-making process for Haniyeh and Hamas, and it matters to an awful lot of people. There's an awful lot of people who would be massively upset and willing to go to war over the destruction of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And, you know, in Israel, there are people who are hell-bent on ushering in a new age by slaughtering a red heifer at the new third temple. So this stuff matters, even if you don't have any religious beliefs at all, and you just think, well, you know, prophecy, even if it can still be, even if you don't believe in prophecy, there's still self-fulfilling prophecies.
Yeah,
it can still happen.
2 Thessalonians 2, this is one of the specific prophecies of this temple. 2 Thessalonians 2 talks about the man of sin being revealed, verses 3 and 4. I'm going to hit in the middle of verse 3, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or all that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the main prophecy talking about a temple in the Holy Land that the man of sin will sit in, proclaiming himself as God. So the temple is destroyed in 70 AD. This would presuppose a third temple then. The first one being of Solomon, the second one after the Babylonian captivity, and that was destroyed in 70 AD. And one of the verses that they neglect to mention, these Christian Zionists in 1 Thessalonians, I think it's 14 and 15, talking to Christians, ye have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. Speaking of the Jews here in verse 15, the Jews who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets and have persecuted us, and they please not God. And they are contrary to all men. Some translations say they are enemies. The Jews are enemies.
Sometimes when your hopes have all been shattered, stow it a journey. You wonder how you keep going. Think of all the
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and they are contrary to all men. Some translations say they are enemies. The Jews are enemies to all men. This is playing out. All of this stuff in the Middle East, even the war, the conflict with Russia and Ukraine, that's a Jewish war against Russia. They're becoming the enemies to all men. This is a very, very significant prophecy that's playing out that a lot of Christian Zionists neglect. So you can see this zeal for the Third Temple amongst all three religions. The Muslims see their Messiah coming and setting up in the Middle East and restoring peace. You know, you got these three religions seeing the same event from different angles. So there very well could be some organic stuff that happens from some zealots. I still think the FBI is going to be involved, but, you know, that's just me.
Well, it all matters. And, you know, I mentioned 2 billion Muslims. There's 2 billion Christians. I don't know how many Christians are really hold deep religious beliefs anymore. I think Europeans in general have far lower levels of religious religiosity compared to Americans. I think Americans are much more religious in general, but basically you've got about half the world's population that adheres to some extent to one of these Abrahamic religions, you know, mostly Christianity and Islam. If there aren't that many Jews, but of course the Jews are they've gotten themselves in such positions of power that they matter too. So it's now if you're Chinese, can you imagine being from a completely different cultural and religious background? This would all just seem so bizarre. Seems bizarre to me anyway.
Yeah, then you have the Roman Catholics, you have the Mary prophecies of the Catholics, which are pretty much the Christian Zionist version of Catholics. Supposedly Mary appeared to this person and did all these prophecies about end times. You got the Pope accepting females and homosexuals and trannies into positions of leadership, pretty much setting the stage for this, you know, global false religion that's just going to bring in all of these different religions into one global religious entity. Revelation calls it the Whore of Babylon. So you've got that. Let's not leave out the Roman Catholics here, and not the true Christians in that masquerade, but the, you know, the Catholic leaders that have a lot of political influence and money. They're pushing this into the direction. So you've got all of this going on. Really is interesting times that we live in. I've got us coming up pretty close to the break.
Yep. Pretty much.
That's it. More maybe domestic politics on Patrick and Jeremy Part 2 on National Bugle. So, Patrick, thanks for joining me, man. Stay classy.
You too, Jeremy.
All right. He's out.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.